Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. The clock on the dial says 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's Thursday night, and you all know what happens on Thursday night. It's Thursday night, January 12th, 2017, and we are in the Transformation Zone. I'm your host, Velton Schall, and I am so excited that you have taken time out of your busy schedule to join us yet again this evening and allow us to share with you some information that we know will help you take your performance, take your life, take your future from good to great. And we are so privileged tonight that we have a guest that I have been getting to know over the last few years and really have become a student who admires who he is, what he's done, and what he is going to share with you. And I'll tell you this. I met this gentleman about 4 years ago, and it was a business meeting, and we really didn't have a chance to share much information at that time, but I watched him from afar. And one of the things I will tell you is he is an incredible entrepreneur, but even more than an entrepreneur, he's an incredible person. And that's my person I love to call friend, Dr. Richmond McCoy. Doc, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Velton, how are you?
Oh, I am fantastic, excited that we finally got an opportunity to get you on the show to join us and share some information and education with my audience. And I'm going to take out my paper and my pen because I'm going to encourage the people on the show to take out your paper and pen and get ready to take copious notes, because this gentleman has some information to share and it's going to be powerful. You know, Rich, before we get into it, though, can you tell the audience just a little bit about your background? I have your bio, but I think I don't want to miss anything, because you have had such an incredible past of going from where most people are to where you are today.
Yes. I'd be delighted to. So I grew up on a large farm in upstate New York with a large family. I'm one of 10 children. I was second to the last, and I always had a fascination with selling and marketing, and started my sales career really at 15 years old, selling Christmas cards door to door. And after I got out of high school, I moved to California, and I got into selling encyclopedias door to door all over the state of California. Did extremely well. I soaked myself into, mental development courses, and really watched the experts in the sales field and developed myself as a master salesperson. I was promoted at 19 years old to be the youngest sales manager in the company's history. Went to Canada, opened up offices, hired 50 people, trained them, and really had a lot of success in that. Moved back to New York, ultimately got into back to school in New York City at Fordham University, and didn't have much money at that point, so I was driving a taxi at night and going to school during the day. And I kept picking up all these real estate people, Belton, and they were telling me about the business they were in and this commercial leasing they were talking about. And I decided to look into it and got into that business, and been in the real estate business now almost 30 years. Started off doing, small leases and then into major properties around the country. Started doing development. And in 1998, I joined a great group of people who asked me if I wanted to be part of a new venture called Urban America. And in that process, I joined the Ken Chenault, Dick Parsons, some very successful executives, and we started the company. And since then, we've raised over $800 million of equity from investors of all types, $2 billion of projects, and created 30,000 jobs in the process. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. You know, and Rich, we met, I want to say about four or five years ago. And at the time, I spent my career in the hospitality industry, and I met you at the time at a hotel conference, and you actually own one of the premier hotels in Orlando.
Yes, yes, we did. It was one of the largest DoubleTree hotels in the world. In fact, it was the largest DoubleTree hotel in the world. 1,100 rooms. We bought it and refurbished it. Got an award from Hilton for Developer of the Year. So that was exciting. We stabilized that property, sold it last year. But that's where you and I met. Yes, and so we've done properties all over the United States. So it's been quite a journey. And in order to raise the capital and to have the money to work with in this business, it's a difficult process. And people need money to be able to launch their dreams and visions. So I had to learn that along the way in terms of how do you raise capital.
Well, you know, it's funny you say, how do you raise capital? I mean, I know there's a process there, and you have to go through a lot of things to do that. But even before you get there, so many people are afraid to even walk in that shadow or move in that circle. Why are so many people afraid of raising capital?
Well, you know, the big part of it is they don't know the language. There's a language of money, and there's a language of raising capital. And when you go and visit someone, an investor, you know, they immediately judge you by the words that you use. So we all know that words have what? Words have power. So the first thing that we always talk to people about is you have to relearn what you think you know about raising capital for your business, because you don't know what you don't know. But what does happen if you are not articulate, that you don't know the right phrases, you don't understand the difference between debt and equity, you don't understand what a IRR is or ROI, you don't know what collateral is, all these different pieces, the investor dismisses you immediately and you will not be successful. So people lose their courage. They lose their confidence after getting rejected over and over because they don't know what they need to know about serving an investor's needs. People always want the money, but they never think about what the investor wants. So that's what I found out when I first started trying to raise capital, failed at it for 3 months. And then I realized, well, wait a minute. All these investors are telling me what they want. They're asking me these questions that I haven't done an adequate job in presenting to them that I knew what they needed to hear and achieve in order to get confidence in our business strategy.
So you had not uncovered the need behind the need, I guess is the best way to put it. They had a need, and you were still trying to uncover exactly what that was. And in some cases, we think we know what the need is, but there's something behind it that's driving that need that they haven't shared with us.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, they'll share it with you with the questions they ask, all right? It's no difference than dealing with our wife. She's going to ask questions because she's trying to get somewhere. So what I realized, it's true. And what I realized is what there were essentially, you know, seven questions that the investor asked. Somewhere in the conversation, he's going to want these matters handled effectively so you can get to that place of getting to a yes. And if you don't know what they are and you don't address them properly, you're not going to get to a yes. So I started writing it all down, and I started to understand what the needs were of the investor, not what my needs were, and when I was able to go through that process, we started raising a lot of money very efficiently, and our percentage rate of who we talked to and who we closed on went extremely high. And our competitors, like, what are they doing? How is this company out here raising all this money? And, you know, but I used a lot of what I had learned selling encyclopedias door to door, which is to be able to discern who's a customer and who isn't. Most people fail in all types of selling. I know you have a sales program, because they don't qualify the customer. Is this customer in alignment with what I have? And once you find someone that you're in the same alignment, you're halfway home.
All right, Richmond, I'm gonna step out here on faith and ask you a question. I'm going to ask you, I know you have a program, and we'll talk about the program that you have that you're going to, that you make available for people to purchase. But can I impose to ask you, what are those seven critical components that most investors ask us?
Sure. Okay. So we really break it down into seven steps. Okay. And so our system that we created is the ultimate capital raising system. And the first aspect of it, I already alluded to it, that is your philosophy. What is your philosophy as an entity in terms of being able to deploy capital? So what does that mean? That means, well, what space are you in? What is the market that you're involved with? And then how do you create value in that marketplace? Let's use real estate as an example. So say you know what, the biggest need in our country today is to be able to find affordable housing in communities where there's retail services. And we've figured out a way how to put those projects together that would be able to meet the needs of the community as well as the whole surrounding area. So you're going to talk to an investor who has one, he's a real estate investor already, two, he's not an investor that's in high-end luxury condominiums. Three, he's an investor who is comfortable and excited at investing in what? In urban markets. They say, oh, okay, wow, you know what? I like that. I understand that. We're in the same space. Yes, I understand that. Well, you should know that long before you write to the person or you go meet with them. And a lot of in today's world, just with technology and information, you can find out a tremendous amount about an investor and an individual before you ever even go meet with them. So that philosophy, you have to have overlapping. I'm going to go quickly. The second one is your strategy. Okay, great. Belton, you got this great idea. You got this great product. How are you going to execute on it? How are you actually going to get throughput? And what is your value add in this entire process? So how are you going to get from concept to completion? And specifically, how are you going to do that? And then tell them the next step is your management team. Do you have the management team that's actually executed on in this philosophy that we've discussed, that have executed in that, and they've been able to play their important role in fulfilling the strategy that you're outlining? So that's really the key. You get to that place with somebody, like, wow, you really do have the people. Now, your management team doesn't have to be people you've been involved with for a long time. They may have just joined you. You may be able to have a strategic partner that will do a certain aspect of the business model, perfectly acceptable. If you don't have the right management team, you're not going to be able to get that investor comfortable that you're going to be able to protect his money from beginning to end. So then the fourth one is track record. Well, have you done this before? Where have you done it? Where has your team done it before? And you're in here asking me to raise $1 million or $20 million or $30 million to invest in you. How much money have you raised in the past? Who was that with? What was the result? How much money have you raised already in this offering with what you're trying to do? So if you can get across those bridges, you're in pretty good shape, that the guy has confidence, that you have a philosophy that resonates with his, you have a strategy actually to pull it off, you've got the right people who are in alignment with you to execute on it, you have a track record to point to the fact, hey, I've actually done it, and then it's your pipeline. Okay, so what is your pipeline? Do you have real deals to be able to put the capital into, or you haven't figured that out yet? You have to be able to speak specifically with how you're going to deploy that capital. And then the next one is really important. That's we get in the deal. the co-investment. You know, what are you putting? What money are you putting in? What resources are you putting in? If you have an IT company or some special product you've created, you have a patent on it. Well, that could be your skin in the deal. But you're going to have to put something of tremendous value next to the investor's money, because if you don't believe in yourself, why should they? Yes?
Oh, and then, absolutely.
And then finally, it's like you have to have all your numbers together. You have to be able to demonstrate how you're going to return the money to the investor. And we're in a unique position to help people. We created this whole series that people can learn from, because we were a seeker of capital and also an allocator of capital. So we go out and raise the money, hundreds of millions of dollars consistently over the last 10 years, and then we would look to deploy that money into other entities who had deal flow. So I was always amazed that these companies would come in, big and small, and they were not prepared to answer the same 7 questions that I answered in order to get the money. You know, I would drill right down into it. Where's the alignment? You want the money. How am I going to get my money back? I want more than one exit scenario. I need a couple exit scenarios, because we run into a 2007 or a high inflation period. How am I going to get my money back? People always want the money. They never want to talk about how you're going to return it. So that's really so those are the 7 steps. So we created this program, a series, very in-depth video series that takes people through all of these steps in great detail. And people are going to expect that they're going to learn the methodology. They're going to learn the words. They're going to understand how to create a stellar management team, where the stellar management team will help you attract capital, which is critical. And then they will also really understand the process to really get in front of the right people, so they can have a dramatically increased closing rate. So those are part of the pieces that we train people with in this video series. And this comes from, you know, I've been raising capital now for 20 years. So this is real time. We also have investors that we know that may match up with somebody, and we'll, by getting into relationship with us, they'll benefit from our knowledge, our experience in terms of access as well.
So now, Rich, you're still raising capital as the president and CEO of Urban America. And I know, based on some of our sidebar conversations, that you do a lot of traveling as you go around the country and around the world doing that. But now that you've been doing this for 20 years, what's exciting to me, and based on our conversations and where we have synced up, is that you're now sharing the knowledge and experience that you've learned with other people who are interested in getting in this space. Now, I understand that you're going to be speaking next week in Dallas at the Small Business Expo along the same lines. Can you talk a little bit about what you're going to be sharing there? And then I really want to get into where else you're going to be and how people can get in touch with you, partner with you, and tap into the knowledge base that you have, you know, that you're willing to share with them.
Yes. So on next week, I tour around the country with a group called Power Team International. We go into various cities sometimes twice a month to go in and present to entrepreneurs, some small companies, some larger companies, how they can really take their business to the next level. And what we're finding is this element, what we're teaching, is desperately needed, because people have an idea, they have a vision, they have an opportunity, but they don't know the processes and the language and how to get through a place of getting the capital that the CRS program is really helpful to them. So next week, I'll be speaking at 3:30 at the Dallas Convention Center as part of this whole day event. And we'll be presenting this presentation I went over just briefly in great, and also sharing with people how we will partner with them, share our relationship, share our knowledge, and really coach them through this process of getting funded. And that's really what we're offering in that context. So that's the that event, as I said, on next week. We can be reached at our office number is 212-612-9100, listeners, 212-612-9100. We're actually located in Dallas, and our website is richmondmccoy.com. And when they go to that website, they'll be given an opportunity to actually purchase the video series, digital video series, on this entire program that I've been speaking about for $497. Now, that video series is easily worth a couple thousand dollars, but people get it, they own it, they can look at it over and over by go through in great depth each one of these steps so people can really prepare themselves to model their product or service in a way that will really equip them, give them a lot of confidence in how all these steps come together, and they can go out and raise the money that they need for their dreams and visions.
Amazing. So now,
yes,
if you're going to be in Dallas next week, and you say that as you tour around the country, do you have, is your website have a schedule of other appearances and where you're going to be for, through 2017, or is there a way, if somebody can't get to Dallas?
Yes, they can email us and call us, and then we'll be posting dates for the next commitments that I'm making, and they'll be able to go on there on a regular basis and to see where we are. So that would be awesome to be able to touch your audience and be able to really get them to that place. We've had tremendous success stories of people. There's one lady I'm working with now in Nashville. She heard me teach this in Miami a couple of months ago. She took everything that she heard and went back and raised money for her real estate projects. I saw her again a few weeks ago. She was screaming and yelling, "Richmond, I took everything you told me. I went back. It's completely changed my business. I now understand how to raise money for my projects. You taught me that. Thank you. Thank you so much." So it really works.
Wow, that's great.
It there's no way that it can't work, because you get into alignment with people, with what their interest is, how they want to invest, how they want to deploy their capital. See, what people have to realize is that investors are looking for investments. They're looking for people that they can invest with. They want to deploy it with people who have a great strategy, who have a great management team, who understand that they have a real pipeline. They can put the money out, and they can do it in a very methodical fashion, and people can understand how the investment goes in, how does it come out. You can explain the risk, and that you have skin in the deal. If you can articulate those things, you're the people the investor is looking for. Wow, somebody's really thinking about my needs, not that they want my money and they're going to go on down the street. So it's very exciting. When you have that level of confidence, the people feel it. You walk in, it's more women, really, they really have their act together. They understand what this is about. And you separate yourself from 95% of the rest of the people out here trying to raise money based on hope. And I suggest to you that hope is not a strategy.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because there are so many people out here in the entrepreneur space, as well as people that work for companies that, you know, we're talking about 2017 in the beginning of a new year, but they've got ideas, but they don't have a strategic plan in place. And I know when you walk into an investor's office, you better have a strategic plan for yourself and how they become a part of your plan based on you getting them involved as a partner.
Yes, absolutely. And you have to recognize that, and that experience that they have with you starts from the first phone call all the way through the funding, through the execution plan, to the harvest of the deal. And so you have to be consistent. It's a very serious responsibility to take someone's money and to invest it and to execute on what you're talking about. You have to be really ready for it, and you've made a commitment. You've gotten a new boss, essentially. And it's very critical that you bring in the right type of money into your company that is consistent with your business model and your ability to execute. The people don't see the way that you bring money into your business will determine how you exit your business, how you exit the investment. the terms of that money coming in totally dictates how you're going to come out. And you just can't take any old money under any old terms. You have to get the right capital that's in alignment with your business strategy, how long you're going to need to work with that capital, and how you're going to be able to ultimately harvest it for a profit for the investor. And very often people just say, okay, I'll take this money, and then it's a nightmare, and it restricts them from bringing on other investors and other things. So why is this important? Why is it important to work with a group like Urban America? Because we've done this before. We will show you how to be successful. We know how to work through tough situations. We know what the right capital source is for you going in, and we'll walk you through that process to be successful. You don't get into a deal that's not going to work for anybody.
So, Richmond, if you were to leave our audience with a few words of wisdom, a few nuggets of advice, what would you tell a person who met you for the first time and really was excited about getting involved?
Well, I would tell them that meeting Richmond McCoy, meeting our company, is no accident. This is everything happens for its own purpose and time. And I would tell them that if people think they can go out and raise money on their own, I would suggest to them that's about as difficult of trying to get to, in New York City, if someone blindfolded you and you were in Midtown, they told you you had to find your way to the Bronx Zoo, it would be that difficult to do it. This is a business of great expertise. It's a business that you can learn. It is an effort, requires a great deal of attention, and you have to be exact in what you do and how do you do it. And I don't think people can succeed without somebody really coaching them through it and advising them to that place. So if you're serious about your business, you don't want to die with that dream in your belly or that thought in your heart, and you know you have something that can add value to our world, you know you have something that could be profitable, then invest in yourself. Invest with the right people and the right time so you can be equipped to succeed in getting the money you need so you can really grow your business and you can birth your dream and vision.
Amazing. Wow, that's fantastic. Great words, great information. And I'm excited for the relationship I've developed with you, and I'm excited for my audience because I know there's somebody out there that heard this tonight and you've touched a special place in their mind and in their heart.
Yes.
So, folks, I recommend and I advise you take advantage of Richmond's offer. Go to his website. The website, again,
is RichmondMcCoy.com, and you can reach us. Call the office as well at 212-612-9100. And you get the entire 7-step digital video series for $497, and that will really launch you to go ahead with what you have to do. And certainly people can call us for specific advice and ideas as well, but I think they'll find this video series incredibly comprehensive and equipping for them.
Beautiful. Well, Rich, I know you're a very busy person. I'm just honored that you took time out of your schedule to share the 30 minutes with us this evening. I'm looking forward to you coming back to South Florida and us having an opportunity to sit down and brainstorm on 2017 and beyond, as we've often talked about. I wish you the best, my friend.
You too, and God bless you for the great work you're doing. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Rich. Take care. Well, folks, unfortunately, we're out of time. It's almost 7 o'clock p.m., but what we have promised to do and what we continue to do as we move forward is to bring you individuals like Richmond McCoy and the others that have been with us so far over the last 4 years, because ultimately, if you transform your thinking, you'll transform your world. I'm your host, Velton Schauel. Thanks again for joining me. God bless and good night.